Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Two. Future Money in the Bank plans possibly revealed, plus two major stars on the injury list, and how Dave Bautista fought a battle against asthma. For Wednesday, October the 7th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Otis, you were given a week to either fight the lawsuit brought against you by The Miz or forfeit your Money in the Bank contract. Have you made your decision?
Kayla, my mom always told me three things not to trust. Carnival clowns, 1% milk, and lawyers. Miz and his fancy pants set of lawyers want to come in here and take this baby from me.
Otis,
ain't gonna happen,
Otis,
never.
Otis. My lawyers might have tailored trousers you consider fancy, but they're not trying to steal anything. They're trying to give the WWE Universe a Mr. Money in the Bank they deserve.
Otis won that contract fair and square.
You say potato, I say give us the Money in the Bank contract.
Let me make this real simple. My legal team, the firm of Guerrieri, Casiello, Fazio, and Oppenheim, bill $2,000 an hour, and they do not sleep. They will bury you in motions, drown you in depositions, and put a lien on everything you own. When they're done with you, you will have nothing but a mountain of legal bills that you couldn't possibly pay, and I will have everything. That contract, that lunchbox, your house, your car, even that little dirty double-wide your mama calls home.
Yeah, you better be.
Oh, take a shot. Go ahead, take
not
a shot. Make the charges.
Not mom.
Go ahead.
If you don't think I can get that done, just ask your girlfriend, Mandy Rose.
What you talk about, Mandy?
Whoa, take a shot.
A thousand people watching
right
now.
I got her treated to Raw.
On IG Live. Miz, where I come from, we saw our differences not in a courtroom of lawyers. You want it? Come get it!
Money in the Bank shenanigans from SmackDown. Otis about to step into the courtroom on Friday to fight for the rights to, well, fight for the rights, I guess. Yeah, so the Money in the Bank thing has sort of taken, not a back burner, because Otis is still very much on television, but it doesn't seem to have that laser focus that it has in years gone by. And there has been some plans put forward to make some adjustments to it, i.e. get it away from its current holder. So this comes from WrestleVotes, who have sources within the industry, and they say, quote, there have been multiple pitched ideas to remove the Money in the Bank briefcase from Otis and make the storyline a main focus again, some of which are really decent ideas, I've been told. However, and this is a big however, Otis's biggest fan is Vince. So right now, no go. So that once again, Vince McMahon seems to be the sticking point of any progression in aspects of WWE. They've had Miz and John Morrison trying to steal the contract from Otis. That is a story that, as you heard there, continues to be played out on SmackDown on a Friday night, and that will continue this week as well. Don't quite know what the end game is going to be with Otis and the Money in the Bank briefcase. I certainly can't see Otis becoming the WWE champion or the Universal champion at this time. So it would make sense to take it off him at some point. But if Vince McMahon is high on him, that may or may not happen. We could do with a... Whilst I love having Otis as Money in the Bank, the Money in the Bank man, with the contract in a lunchbox. I love the aesthetic of that. I'm ready to see that Money in the Bank contract do something now. Whether it is Otis having a shot at Roman Reigns, which I wouldn't be against. I just like to see something with it now, I think.
Oh, no. Ziggler goes up.
Oh, no.
Ziggler goes down. Viking experience and the Viking Raiders are the new Raw Tag Team Champions.
Here are your winners and the new Raw Tag Team Champions, the Viking Raiders.
Oh, man. Look at the WWE Universe for Eric and Ivar. Join the raid. The raid has continued. We have new Raw Tag Team Champions.
Vic, since coming to Raw, the Viking Raiders have been so dominant. You knew it was only a matter of time before they held WWE gold.
What feels like a lifetime ago, the Viking Raiders becoming Raw Tag Team Champions in front of live crowd and everything. Viking Raiders have had a bit of a setback this year. We have Ivar currently rehabilitating following surgery, and we may not see Ivar until this time next year at the earliest. So what was to become of Eric, who was still an active member of the roster? He announced on social media yesterday that he has undergone surgery to remove some hardware, in quotes, from his arm. So the full piece from social media says, "Today I had some hardware removed from my cyborg arm. I've been putting off this surgery for a very long time and just worked around and through the pain and limitations caused by a surgical screw protruding into my triceps. For the last several years, I've been fighting and training with one arm tied behind my back. Thanks to the wonderful Dr. Dugas, I'm excited to come back at full strength. I'll see you guys real soon." So Eric has opted to take some time away to get to a niggling bit of surgery done. Absolutely makes sense. If Eric has got something that he wants to get resolved surgery-wise, why not do it while Ivar is on the shelf as well? Both Viking Raiders can rest up at the same time. It sort of saves Eric from kicking around, and it means that he gets some surgery done, paid for by WWE, and resolved that has been aggravating him for quite some time. No doubt it's going to be about a year until we see another Viking raid on WWE television. It'd be great to see them back when they are back in top form.
Oh man, Riddick Moss! Things have just got really interesting here. He's out! Riddick Moss is your winner! Well man, Titus was up. Titus brought it tonight. Titus, way to go, Riddick.
So he's talked then about Eric working through injuries. Riddick Moss has a similar story to share. He posted the following on Instagram. Quote, "Over the past 2 months, Riddick Moss has gone undefeated in both Raw Underground and the WWE Thunderdome, showing elite power, speed, agility, and explosion. While training, I've squatted 500, deadlifted 600, and broad jumped over 10 feet. I've done all of this with a torn ACL. When you have such high expectations for yourself, it is hard to exceed them. But damn, even I was impressed with Riddy Mo on this one. 100% real talk. I don't know if anyone else who could have done all of this. I am everything I've said I am. Best athlete in the industry. Baddest mofo on the show. And a true outlier. It speaks to my unmatched training, world-class athleticism, and extraordinary toughness. In other words, it's a testament to the Riddick regimen. And if you didn't already believe in the regimen, just wait till you see this comeback." So it suggests there that Riddick Moss, having spent a long time working through a torn ACL, is taking time away to get himself fixed up. And he's certainly a big fan of Riddick Moss, which is important. Now, we send nothing but the best to Riddick Moss. Certainly a guy with a big upside within the company. Well-liked in the writer's room. Certainly got the look that WWE guys like as well. That will do you no harm. And he was making some good headway on Raw Underground. So if this is the time where we see him take some time away to get better, I'm sure he'll come back better and stronger. What do we do with Raw Underground? Like, the main people that were sort of being built on that show. Riddick Moss and Dabba Kato both seem to be out of commission now. Riddick Moss with an injury, and Dabba Kato with a massive pride destruction following his match with Braun Strowman. We haven't seen Raw Underground for 2 weeks on Monday Night Raw owing to COVID restrictions. Whether or not it will make a comeback, I don't quite know. We will see. We send our best to Riddick Moss, who's been working injured over the past month or so.
Sí, sí, no perdiste la semana pasada.
No, no, ¿quién perdió?
No, tú perdiste la semana pasada.
¡Cállate, cállate! ¡Enough, enough! Hey, hold on. I can't do this anymore.
You see, come on.
Go on, get him. Get him, Andrade. Get him, Garza. A little scuffle between Garza and Andrade on Monday Night Raw a few weeks back. And they became this sort of odd couple tag team that, come Clash of Champions, got their matters resolved, started to get it together. But now it looks as if it was for naught. PW Insider has been told that Andrade and Angel Garza are no longer a tag team. They've been split up off screen. So they've been teasing the split, as you heard there. They got it together. They had the match at Clash of Champions. Angel Garza suffered a leg injury during the match. The match had to be called early. We haven't seen Garza on TV since then. We understand the injury's not too bad, so it won't keep him away for long, but they've just made the decision just to, by the sounds of it, just end the team there and then. With the draft coming up, chances are both will be divided in the draft on Friday. It just leaves another hole in the tag team division for Monday Night Raw and for SmackDown, as it happens. Just a real lack of strength and depth in the tag team divisions at the moment, with Viking Raiders on the shelf for Monday Night Raw and now Andrade and Angel Garza being split up. It's slim pickings. Slim pickings in the tag team division for WWE right now. We've teamed up with Audible to sort you out a free audiobook on us. If you want The Death of WCW by R.D. Reynolds in your ears, head to cultaholic.com/audible. Sign up to Audible for a free 30-day trial. And if you don't like it, you can cancel for free and keep the book. cultaholic.com/audible. Get an audiobook on us.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking to Impact Bound for Glory, a six-way scramble was announced last night on Impact Wrestling Television for the X Division title. It came about after Rohit Raju threw out an open challenge for the X Division title, answered by Jordan Grace. She pinned the champ, but some heelish technicality meant that Jordan didn't win the title. It was announced that Raju would defend the X Division belt against Jordan Grace once again at Bound for Glory, but also Willie Mack, TJP, Chris Bay, and Trey Miguel. An intergender six-way scramble Going to make some history at Bound for Glory. Also announced for Bound for Glory, Motor City Machine Guns defending the Impact Tag titles against the Good Brothers, The North, and Ace Austin and Madman Fulton. We'll see the Knockouts title on the line as Deonna Purrazzo faces Kylie Rae, and the Impact World Championship on the line. Eric Young putting it up against Rich Swann. Bound for Glory shaping up to be a pretty strong night for Impact. WWE Hall of Famer Kurt Angle is going on a cruise next year, and no ordinary cruise. It was officially announced on the Jericho Cruise Twitter account that Kurt Angle will be part of the Rager at Sea Triple Whammy event. So, as well as Kurt Angle on the cruise ship in October next year, we will have Ted DiBiase, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Bully Ray, and Dean Malenko. There will also be AEW wrestling on board the Rager. Kurt Angle to AEW confirmed? Let's start those rumors now, shall we? It was revealed to Fightful some of the money that WWE talent have earned for being in WWE 2K Battlegrounds. So we're not getting a 2K game this year from WWE due to the disaster that was 2K20. So instead, we've got this sort of arcadey beat-em-up for you to try out. One talent informed Fightful that they were receiving a bonus of $35,000 for being a character in 2K Battlegrounds. Now, Fightful Select also reported that other talents have been confused because they are downloadable bonus characters, but they wouldn't be getting a bonus because they don't have main roster contracts. Bit of a grey area for some, a very lucrative, not so grey area for others, it seems. And Dave Bautista was chatting with a wrestling fan on Twitter the other night and revealed his battle with asthma. So he was talking about President Donald Trump online, tweeting about his return to the White House. He was pointing out how Donald Trump appeared to be having trouble breathing. A fan responded to Dave to this, and asked Dave Bautista if he ever had a mid-match asthma attack. It was there where he revealed that Dave Bautista, not only did he suffer from asthma whilst he was at the height of his WWE career, he also revealed that he hid asthma inhalers under the ring and with some members of the ringside crew during the match. He said the cold venues were my nightmare when things like that happened. A battle that we didn't know Dave Bautista was fighting during his time within WWE was a battle with asthma. And you know, a sport like wrestling is exhausting as that can be. That must have taken quite a toll. Massive love to a Hall of Famer. Is he soon to be Hall of Famer? Do we call him a Hall of Famer now? Never quite sure at this point. But Dave Bautista, nothing but love to you, sir. Check out cultaholic.com for details on New Japan's World Tag League and Best of Super Juniors. All the details on two overlapping tournaments for New Japan on the website right now, cultaholic.com. Check out the Cultaholic YouTube channel for 10 forgotten members of Wrestling Stables. Do you remember Legacy? Of course, you remember Cody and you remember Ted DiBiase from Legacy, led by Randy Orton. What if I said to you, Manu? Yeah, check out the list on our YouTube channel right now. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, we have a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps today, and we are talking to PWI 500 star, the only British female wrestler to make the PWI 500, Chikara.
I saw TNA as, like, the women wrestlers in TNA as equal. They got, in my opinion, from what I remember as when I was younger, they got a lot of time. There was a lot of, you know, investment. Like, the beautiful people were money back in the day in TNA. They were money. They were it.
That is Chikara talking about her love of TNA wrestling. We go into that, plus her ranking in the PWI 500. We talk about her training at Knuckle Locks. And she chooses three wrestling matches that she would watch while stranded on a desert island. That drops on the Cultaholic podcast feed a little bit later on today. Now, on Sunday, we're dropping a brand new podcast on the Cultaholic feed as well. With the news of GLOW being cancelled, this seems like a good time to tell you about it as well. Cultaholic Wrestling Curiosities returns this Sunday, and we are going to take a special look at the trailblazing career of Mildred Burke. Here's a little cheeky sneak preview for you if you want to find out what it's going to be all about.
Our story moves to Billy Wolf's gym in Kansas City. Wolf is pacing outside the ring, apprehensive of what was about to happen. In the ring stood Gypsy Joe Snyder, a well-built male trainee in shorts and boots. Opposite him, in a bathing suit and sneakers, was Mildred Bliss. Oh, and there's a ringside VIP as well, as Mildred's son Joe is in a bassinet on a nearby bench. He was ringside for his mum's first in-ring action. Wolf promised to put a few dollars in his trainee Snyder's pocket if he could quickly and efficiently take out Mildred. In her unreleased autobiography, Mildred Burke shares what happened moments later.
Slipping across the ring, he immediately picked me up, spun me, and proceeded to body slam me. Except it didn't quite turn out that way. By some deep instinct, some quirk of talent, or flash of intuition, when I hit the mat, I pulled him down and instantly took the top of him. The Gypsy was flat on his back with me on top of him. I saw Billy Wolf, slack-jawed and pop-eyed.
Billy huddled with Gypsy Joe, and after a brief deliberation, called for a rematch. Mildred tells us how that went.
I picked up the Gypsy boy. Up in the air he went, and then I slammed him down hard. Dust rose in a parching cloud from the impact. Whatever move used against me, I learned it immediately.
That day, Billy Wolf saw red. And then he saw dollar signs. Realizing this wrestling prodigy could make him a lot of money, he began training Mildred Bliss.
Wrestling Curiosities returns this Sunday on the Cultaholic podcast feed as we look at the incredible story of Mildred Burke. Check it out on this very podcast feed. It'll land on Sunday. Meanwhile, at twitch.tv/cultaholic later on today, Jack and Owen are back saving Sunderland on Football Manager. Join us live. Follow us on Twitch right now and have your say during the show. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.